Our next guest is a world-renowned for his perspective on geopolitical affairs, geopolitical politics, whatever word you want to use. He is an incredible genius who looks at world conceptually. And he's brought the Bilderberg to the world. His new book, In the Shadows of a Presidency, about Donald Trump, about what's going on now, is playing out right before you. This is what he's warned us about. This is what he's talked about. He's one of the first ones of any credibility on a major level to talk about the coming Civil War. All these things. Daniel Estulin, what a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Wonderful to be back on your show. You mentioned the Civil War. Do you remember way back when, I think it was a few months ago, just before the summer, we talked about the Civil War, and you were asking and asking again and just making sure that, clarifying that, you know, you heard me right. Tell me, please, on the air live, are we closer to Civil War than we've ever been before?
There's no, you know, and it was, what, a year plus that you even brought it up ago here.
Exactly.
And then there's no question. I can totally see an impeachment. If Trump is removed from office, Katie bar the door. I really see that. I don't know. Anyway, it's good to have you on. We got a lot to talk about.
It's wonderful to be on the show again.
Yes, we're going to talk about Africa and why is Africa important in all this, the global politics of global drug routes. We'll get into that. But first, obviously, the big story is about impeachment inquiry. They say there's an inquiry. There's no inquiry. Adam Schiff, China, the Ukraine, the whole deal, the Bidens, all of it. Obviously, you always have a little different perspective. Just go wherever you want to.
I have a very different perspective.
Yes.
The reason for it is because I look at things conceptually. I'm a doctor of conceptual intelligence, meaning that I don't care what happens in the house in front of me. I'm on a satellite, you know, 200 miles up in space, looking at everything and taking everything in from outer space. And all this stuff we're hearing right now, Daniel, about the Bidens, who did what to whom, who slept with whom, you know, it's absolutely irrelevant because, again, you have to understand that what we're seeing right now globally is what I explain in my book on Donald Trump and the Shadows of the Presidency. We're seeing the end of the economic model, the Bretton Woods model. Again, very quickly to summarize, because I know we only have an hour, we can talk about this for days. If you go back to the 19th century, we had four different economic models. You had the British model, then you had the Prussian or German, right, after the war with France in 1870. You had the American model at the end of the 19th century, and then you had the Japanese model after the war with Russia, the Tsarist Russia, 1904-1905, which really was a continuation of what was known as the Meiji economic model from 1868. Then, in 1944, at the Bretton Woods Conference, at the end of World War II, the world was divided, or became divided, into two groups. You had the socialist Soviet Union and the satellites, or became the satellites, and you had the United States and capitalist Western world. And they coexisted fairly well, you know, in some aspects. You know, the capitalist world was better, and in other aspects, we were better, such as, you know, the social justice, etc. Demographically speaking, the Soviet Union had about 300 million people, the United States about 220, but if you take it as two groups, socialist and capitalist world, you know, we're fairly evenly divided. And then in 1991, the two systems merged, and they merged, as I explained many times before, not because the socialist system was worse, but or that the capitalist system was better, but because the two systems, again, it goes way beyond the scope of this interview, but the two systems merged into one global system, and the Bretton Woods economic model, which covered the Western world, became a global system. Just think of it as a sky over our heads. It, you know, it covers the entire globe. And the system lasted between 1991 up until about 2008, when with the Lehman Brothers collapse, it signaled, you know, the beginning of the end of this current economic system based on the concept of infinite growth on a finite planet. And so what we have right now, again, we've gone from four models to two models to one model to zero models. We don't have a model right now, and what you see everywhere in every nook and corner of the galaxy, be it the United States, be it Latin America, be it Canada, Europe, you know, the Middle East, Russia, China, Southeast Asia, Japan, it doesn't matter where you look on the map. The entire world is collapsing around us. It's collapsing not because of ideological reasons, but because of social reasons as a consequence of this economic collapse. And this planetary crisis in 2016 brought us a man by the name of Donald Trump to the presidency of the United States. Now, Trump, again, as I said before, he is not a person. He's a project. By that, I don't mean he's some, you know, extraterrestrial creature from, you know, from Mars. He's a project of an alternative group of global elite. Whether it's, again, you had between 1944 and 1991, you had the socialists again, the capitalists. In 1991, when the capitalist world won, the fight turned inward into the capitalist model between the financiers and the industrialists. The financiers, if people are wondering what that is, these are the people who play with numbers on the computers. These are the parasitical global Wall Street-based elite. And by that, I don't mean the Democrats. Because, again, remember, the Bushes and most of the high-ranking Republican members voted for Hillary Clinton. Not because Donald Trump insulted Jeb Bush or because he eats hamburgers or, you know, he does some uncool things in Moscow hotel rooms. That's irrelevant. But because the entire system is global Bretton Woods economic model. So it doesn't matter whether you're liberal or conservative in Canada. It doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican in the United States. It doesn't matter what party you support in Europe, whether you're green, orange, yellow political party. The entire global political and economic edifice is under the control of the same economic model, which today is on its deathbed. So what we're seeing in the United States right now, talking about the impeachment process, when Trump became president of the United States in 2016, he also became the guy who has control of the emission center. Now, emission center in you know, everyday parlance means the little machine that unfortunately you and I don't have that prints money. And so the liberal financiers, and we can talk of Pelosi, we can talk about, it doesn't matter their names. It's all the same bunch of crooks because they represent the same model, which is today is on its deathbed. They need, absolutely must, in the upcoming 2020 elections, get their grubby hands. Not at the presidency because Trump is corrupt, because Trump does all these awful things, but because they understand that if Trump wins the re-election, and he will win the re-election, all they need to do is look at the map of who won where in 2016, and it's a sea of red, okay, separated by this little islands of blue, which is major cities like in California, in the state of New York, et cetera. The rest of it is all red. So they do manage, you know, to create this CIA-led coup d'etat, then you're going to have a civil war in the United States, and we talked about it last year. But I think Trump is going to win, and when he wins, the liberal banking financiers, and again, I'm not talking about the Democratic Party, I'm talking about a global model, because Trump is the enemy, and people are saying to me, Trump is not because he fights against the Prime Minister of Canada, that's our friend, he fights against the Prime Minister of England, you know, the President of France, of Germany, International Monetary Fund, G7, all of these institutions are the enemies of Donald Trump because Trump is not a person. He is the alternative model. So he needs to dismantle global liberal system. And when he became president, again, as I explained in my book, he became president with two very concrete objectives in mind. One, destroy Bretton Woods' economic system, which is a system of his enemies. And number two, dismantle petrodollar system, which is, again, the system of his enemies. And Trump is doing it very, very methodically. G7, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, Federal Reserve, World Trade Association, organization, Canada, England, France, Germany, all of these countries, G7, they're at war with Donald Trump because, again, Trump is their enemy because he's dismantling the system. And another important thing, and I'll let you talk. When Trump wins the re-elections in 2020, and he will win the re-elections because, you know, whether it's before, way back when, you know, we can go back to Nixon's administration or Johnson's administration, there was some attempt made by the global deep state which is not only an American, but it's a global phenomenon, to hide behind some, you know, element of decency, as if really they're trying their best to be decent. Now there's all this stuff is out the window, and you could see up front just you know, how blatantly obvious this attempt to, you know, dislodge Trump from what is his White House. And again, the reason this is being done, and not only in the United States, but also in England with the Brexit by the Supreme Court, which is getting involved in something which they have no right to get involved in, is because they understand that unless they turn the tide in favor of the liberal banking financiers, they're goners globally, because their political and economic system has caused deaths of tens of millions of people and suffering of hundreds of millions of people. So when Trump wins the re-election, at the end of his first year of the second term, the people who are going to sit down at this proverbial global table of power elite circles, these are going to be the people who are going to present credentials for an alternative economic model. And Trump is going to sit at this table, Putin is going to sit at this table, Xi Jinping is going to sit at this table, and India, Modi is going to sit at this table for no other reason. There's 1.5 billion people in India, and they have something to say. What is interesting, when people talk about Donald Trump, you have to understand that the United States is not going to be sitting at this table, because at present moment, the United States is in the hands of the liberal banking financiers. You can call them New Babylon. You can call them whatever you want. But these are the liberal banking financiers of the dead economic model. And Donald Trump, although he won the presidency of the United States, he's not the president of the United States. He's the face of an alternative global project. In other words, and I explain this, you know, in great detail in my book, of Black International, Blood and Soil. These are the old landed European aristocracies. These are the isolationists. These are the industrialists. It's an alternative project. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this thing plays itself out. But what is, you know, beyond any doubt at all, what you're seeing right now is what wasn't finished in 2016. Clinton was supposed to win, and the liberals were going to, again, try their damnedest to make this thing work, although they can't, because they can no longer turn the profit. So if we let liberal banking financiers, and again, it doesn't matter which Republican or Democratic candidate is actually going to play this game, because they're all part of the same team, anti-Trump. If they make their way to the White House, we are in for a global thermonuclear war, because wars write off debts and responsibilities. And when you have $4 or $3 quadrillion debt, that's a 3 or 4 with 15 zeros. There's no way you can print your way out of this. The only way you can write off all these zeros is through a global thermonuclear war. And that's why globalists, they love the Middle East, because you have Jews on the one hand and you have Arabs and oil on the other. I mean, you can't think of a better combination. And this is what we're seeing right now globally, and not only in the United States, but globally. We see this coup d'etat taking place in Italy when they got rid of Salvini. We're seeing the same thing right now in England when the Supreme Court got involved in Brexit. And we're seeing in the United States blatant attempt at getting rid of legitimate president of the country.
What is Ukraine? I want to go, you know, you have contacts in Russia, obviously, Ukraine, I'm sure. Well, tell me about Ukraine's part in this conversation, this phone call with the Bidens. What's Ukraine's role in kind of what we're seeing now? Where do they stand?
Well, you know, again, let's forget about Biden for a second. It's not that I have contacts. I mean, I come from Russian counterintelligence. I know Ukraine like I know the back of my hand. It's our country. It was part of what was called once the Soviet Union. So what you're seeing and reading in the mainstream publications and even in alternative publications, I mean, they couldn't possibly understand, you know, what's going on in there, because, I mean, it's not, they don't understand the language. They don't understand the culture. And all they see is the stuff you see on stage, but it's not important. Let me explain to you what's really going on. Ukraine's fate turned out to be tragically linked with or to the fate of the United States, or rather the Ukrainian elite turned out to be a projection of the processes within the American elite. So let's just think of what's happening in America. Again, is an extrapolation of what was happening or what is happening in the Ukraine. The scandal in Ukraine unfolds as a continuation of the scandal in the United States, and the stronger the split of elite circles in the United States, and again, we're seeing it right now, the stronger it is in the Ukraine. The political regime in Ukraine created by the United States Democratic Party with Biden, with Obama, with Nuland, with Clinton, all these other Democrats, is oriented towards the Democrats because it's created and put together by the Democratic Party. Because, again, if the same, you know, Clintonoids created the first narco state in Europe, which is Kosovo, as a result of splintering Yugoslavia, which is on Clinton's head, the same can be said with the Democratic Party under Obama. They created the first Nazi state in post-World War II Europe in the Ukraine, because Ukraine is a Nazi state controlled and run by the Nazis. I'm not saying Nazis. It's just to say something. It's what it is. It's, you see it. I mean, they're wearing the regalia and the insignia. It's the same stuff we saw back about 50 years ago or 70 years ago or 80 years ago, you know, in Nazi Germany. So, again, the political regime in Ukraine is a creation of the United States Democratic Party. And Trump's victory in 2016 puts the fate of the Ukrainian project, again, the creation of the same democratic circles, in a state of collapse. The catastrophe of the Ukrainian elite, again, began with Trump's victory in 2016 and the collapse of Clinton's candidacy. Former president of Ukraine, Poroshenko, ex-president of Ukraine, he tragically for him, because he was never a very smart man, he miscalculated and he bet on Clinton. So during his own re-election campaign this year, which he lost, he not only did not receive the support of the ruling Republicans, but also the opposition Democrats in the United States failed to secure his victory. So for Trump, the entire pool of the Ukrainian elite, you know, the oligarchs, the crooks, the Nazis, the thieves, the kleptocrats, handpicked all of them by Obamas, the Bidens, foul-mouthed Nuland, and purchased for, you know, cookies during coup d'etat and Maidan, if you remember when Nuland was handing out cookies to everybody at, you know, at the plaza in Kiev, turned out to be completely useless. And since there are no Trump people in Ukraine, because, in fact, as you know, there are no Trump people in government in America, because most of the bureaucracy is anti-Trump. Not because, again, he is foul-mouthed and he has, you know, nasty bedside manners, but because the entire edifice of American bureaucracy since 1944, which is three generations ago, has been raised, weaned, and lived off a liberal banking financier system. And that's the only thing they know. And then Trump comes in, and he's changing the entire system, so you have the entire edifice of bureaucracy in America pushing back. Okay? So gradually, the entire Maidan team was removed from day-to-day operations. Then Poroshenko lost the elections. Then Bolton was, you know, luckily booted out. Then a group of the State Department anti-Trump bureaucrats consisting of Volker, Ambassador Yovanovitch, and another character whose name no one remembers, but who somehow participated in all of this. And it turns out that none of this is interesting to Donald Trump, so he got rid of all these people. And the Ukrainian elite, beholden to the interests of Obama and company, were told to go home. And a new Ukrainian project, Zelensky, the new president of Ukraine, he was a former clown, like literally a clown. You had a crook before, and now you have a clown as the president of Ukraine today. But given the duality of power in the United States, because, again, as I said earlier, you know, America is not a homogenous country. You have the financiers against the industrials. You have everybody against everybody, you know, in the midst almost getting to the point of the Civil War. And, again, according to Trump, leading to civil war, these are Trump's words in one of his Twitters, for now it's cold, but more and more visibly shifting, you know, to the hot phase. You see the same thing, again, happening in Ukraine. You have Democrats versus Republicans fight for control of the emission center. This is what I said before. the same thing in Ukraine and caught between a rock and a hard place. The Ukrainian elite desperately are looking for a way out. And, you know, and again, in this entire thing, what no one is talking about, they're talking about Biden, they're talking about Trump, they're talking about Biden's son, you know, all that perverted stuff that they do. But what they're not talking about is who actually is winning this this deal in Ukraine, and the clear winner is Putin. I'm going to explain why. In this conflict, Trump and the Democrats are mirror images again of Ukrainian elite, who does not understand who to betray now, because again they betrayed, you know, the previous not Poroshenko, but the Yanukovych, who was there until 2014. Now they betrayed Poroshenko, and now they're in a situation where they don't know whether to throw their weight behind the Zelensky clown project in the Ukraine or wait and see what happens with Donald Trump. The fact that Europe is determined to break the impasse with Russia over the separatist territory, let's call it Donbass, ease sanctions, and somehow improve, finally, its economic affairs, shows that European patience is finally coming to the head. Those political puppets who had a consensus with the Obama team and sacrificed Europe for the United States are losing ground to new forces, which are continuing by inertia to insist on the previous course of Europe towards Russia. That's not going to work, because again, what you're seeing right now, France and Germany, they're tired. They want this thing closed as quickly as possible. Macron is making overtures to Putin. I mean, the writing is on the wall, and this thing is going to come to a head very, very quickly. But again, we're hearing in the United States, Biden, Trump, phone calls. The bigger picture is Russia is going to end up with a big chunk of Ukraine in back what used to be the Soviet Union.
We got about, about less than a minute before the break. I'm getting the sense, listening to Trump, maybe this is naive, I don't know. It almost seems like Trump, when he first got in, he didn't really realize the depth of what he was dealing with, and it almost, his tone in the news conferences, everything, it almost realizes that they're out for blood, and that he must be out for blood. It almost seems like he understands.
Well, absolutely, because again, you know, you have no idea the extent of the deep state, and you actually get in, and you realize, because again, I said it many, many times before, who is against Trump? Hollywood, Silicon Valley, the intelligence agencies, bureaucracy, Wall Street, the Rockefellers, the Soros. This is the entire edifice of the deep state. The entire country on the official level is against it. Why? Because he now controls the mission center, because he is the alternative project, because Trump is the consequence of the collapse of the Bretton Woods.
Wow. This is such unbelievable. This is biblical level battles and psychological dramas going on right in front of us, not behind the scenes, right in front of us. Ukraine, kind of right in the middle of everything over there. Where are they going to throw their weight? What's going on? This is fantastic. Daniel Estlin on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. In the Shadows of the Presidency, great book. Pick it up.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural OxyC. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Over at the Power Mall, we got great specials going on this week. Today is the last day on some of these. 10% off Grown by Nature, the magnesium, potassium, selenium, multivitamin. We had Jason and Dr. Llewellyn on a fantastic interview earlier this week. The vitamin E, the full spectrum vitamin E. Look, if you do not get these nutrients from the Power Mall, from these products, where are you going to get them? Because things like magnesium is essential. And we're not getting iodine, essential. It's not even in the salt in America anymore. The Global Healing products, the Oxy Powder, Detoxidine, the Vegan Safe B12, the Good Health Naturally, the Curcumin, Sarah Enzyme, Vitamin D3, Lithium Balance, also Vitamin D from Grown by Nature, which is I'm really excited to try. Alpha Lipoic Acid R and the Health Point machines are also available. Check those out. Lamb cream on sale, all those and so much more over at the Power Mall. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, your prayers, your thoughts. This is why we're here. This is why we're allowed to bring people like Daniel Estlin, because of you, because of your great support. And so thank you. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. If for some reason it's busy, just leave a message. Say, hey, please call me at this time and we'll get right back to you. And yeah. Thank you so much. Getting back to Daniel Estlin, I'm going to ask you a question, and I'm not quite sure how to frame this, but several people, not a lot, but several people who I consider intelligent, informed people, their attitude towards Trump is something like, well, he's just another mirage. He's just another trick, and it doesn't matter. And I hate him, and I don't want anything to do with him because it's all part of the same system. And who cares in the end? Why is that attitude? How would you answer if somebody told you that?
Right at the beginning of the show, Trump is not a person, he's a project. He is the consequence of the collapse of the global economic model called Bretton Woods, based on the Bretton Woods model, which was designed, put together, and agreed on back in 1944. Trump is, again, he's not American in the sense that, yes, he was voted by the United States voters, yes, he became president of the United States, but whether it's today, the United States is not in the hands of Donald Trump. Today, the United States is controlled by the liberal banking financiers, and Trump is fighting these people, and we're seeing the consequences of that fight. And one of Trump's achievements, and as a result of his very effective way of fighting, all that stuff is coming to the fore. Whether before all this infighting was done behind the scenes so that the great unwashed, you and I, in other words, don't get a chance to actually see it live or in person, today we're seeing it because Trump's tactics are very effective. Again, Trump is not representing the United States. He is the alternative global project. He is a representative of Black International. Black International is blood and soil. These are the landed aristocracy, old landed aristocracy. I'm talking about Europe, needless to say. Again, he is not a project of the United States. But what is very important to understand is that we have a system which is on its deathbed, which has dismantled and destroyed the entire world economy. And because of that, we need an alternative. Unfortunately, in the United States or anywhere else in the Western world, there is no language to describe an alternative economic model. And by language, I don't mean Russian or English or French or Chinese or Spanish or Italian. Economic language of economics, because what we have that language in Russia. Why? Because Russia's economy is based on the teachings of Adam Smith and Karl Marx, which way, way back when explained very clearly that there's going to be a point where we're going to reach limits to growth. We have reached that point right now. And so whether it's in our schools and our universities, we're taught politeconomy, politics and economics. In the West, because in the capitalist world, the concept of limits to anything was an anathema. They eliminated the part of politics, and they focused on another science called economics. And you cannot explain through economics what's happening right now, which is why you don't have a language in the West to explain it, but we do. And so what Putin proposed to Donald Trump back in Helsinki is for the two great superpowers to sit down in Russia and write out a new economic model defined through our knowledge of politeconomy and America's knowledge of economics, and combining our knowledge to create a new alternative economic system. And this is what's going to happen at the end of Trump's first year of his second term. The great powers, they're going to sit down and present their credentials, and their credentials are going to be the conceptual idea and understanding of what this new world is going to look like. And that's something that the liberal banking financiers, and again, I explained, these are not the Republicans or the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi's or whatever these people's names are. It's absolutely irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Because again, the Bushes and the creme de la creme of Republican Party, they all voted for Hillary Clinton. We're talking about an economic model, not political parties. This isn't a fight between New York Yankees and Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a global economic model. And if the liberal model is dead, Trump is the consequence of this collapse, representative of the isolationist industrialists. These are the people who actually make something, physical wealth, by improving the lives of people per square kilometer of space against nature. It doesn't matter whether you like Trump or not. We need to stand behind him because he and people who work with him, in this case Putin, Xi Jinping, Modi in India, are the only ones capable as great powers to destroy and dismantle what's been a global system since 1944.
So it's basically the enemy of my enemy is my friend right now.
I don't know if Trump is our enemy, but what
no,
we
no,
have
the
to
enemy
understand
of our
is that
our enemy
we need
definitely
to stand
is the
behind
banking.
Him.
Definitely,
yeah,
the banking.
Absolutely.
The banking industry is our enemy. So the enemy.
The banking
of our enemy.
Industry is our enemy, exactly, because it's part of the liberal banking financier global order based on infinite growth, which has destroyed the global economy. Absolutely. So
all
we
right.
need to stand because again, it doesn't matter if it's Donald Trump. Trump, because he's the president of the United States. If Trump was the president of Spain or the president of Italy, it wouldn't matter what his name was. We need someone like Trump at this moment to be president of the United States, the most powerful country in the world, because only someone like that could work together with someone like Putin, because these are two of them are alpha males, and they have no trouble getting along or understanding each other. The problem is both Putin and Trump are surrounded by liberal banking financier enemies, and I think I explained it several times on the show exactly why Putin can't get rid of the liberals
yes.
in his cabinet, because if he did, the entire global financial edifice, International Monetary Fund, etc., they would destroy Russia's economy overnight. And that's why we need Trump. We,
so
Russia,
all
need
has
Trump.
To be done together. So
it's
all has to
be done,
done
together
these
because
great
the
powers.
Liberals have been there for too long. We can't get rid
yes.
of them individually.
Let me ask you about, are they going to try to kill Trump? I mean, what you're telling
they
me, the desperation.
They can't kill Trump. One of the reasons they can't kill him, I mean, they killed Kennedy, they killed McKinley, they killed Lincoln, but they can't kill Trump because Trump is not a person. Behind Donald Trump, you have the Rothschilds, you have the Black International. We're talking about orders which are going, you know, back hundreds and hundreds of years. You can't kill Trump. The whole thing of lone assassin doesn't exist. And to organize something like this, orders have to be given and have to be accepted at the highest levels of power. And by that, I don't mean the Congress of the United States or the CIA. I mean the highest level of global power. These are the people who have been sitting at this proverbial power table for hundreds, if not a thousand years. No, they cannot kill Donald Trump.
The repo market, we just saw the repurchase agreement go nuts in America. Is this telling us, I mean, it really seems like it's about to crack.
It's telling us the same thing we're seeing everywhere else. There's no liquidity in the market. The system is collapsing because the model is dead. And we have elections in Canada in the next couple of weeks. We have the Liberals with Justin Trudeau, and they're talking about blackface and talking about, the leader of the Conservative Party just came out yesterday, the day before. He's got dual American and Canadian citizenship, and he's saying that 2 years ago he sent the document saying that he's going to cancel his citizenship, and some badass guy for representing the Green Party or the New Democratic Party, which is like a left leaning party. He's got a turban on his head and it's orange color when it's supposed to be blue. All that stuff is nonsense. My question to all these people is: do you have an alternative economic model to define a post-Bretton Woods world? You don't. So it doesn't really matter what turban you wear, what color tie you wear, or whether you have dual, triple, or quadruple citizenship. You don't have a model, which means we're dead unless you come up with one.
All right. We want to get to Africa. I want to ask you one more question on this before we get, because this is very important, what's going on in Africa. The next 6 months to 18 months, what do you think? What is this going to? Are we talking about gold standard? Are we talking about collapse? Are we talking about war? In Daniel Estlin's mind, conceptual genius that you are, what are we looking at? What are the variables that
see? That's a good question. First of all, just want to make sure people understand that China and the United States, they're not at war. All that stuff about, conflict and hostilities, it's nonsense. It's a cover story. United States and China, back in 1979,
Hold, Daniel. That's very important that you said that. Because I've been worried to death about this social credit system. And see, underneath, I believe that social credit system, they are working together. They're testing it in China, and then they're going to roll it out in America with Google.
The whole thing about social credit system, the way, Americans or Europeans understand it, has very little to do with how China... Yes, obviously it has to do with control. Obviously it has to do with Big Brother. But there's another underlying element. It has to do with responsibility. Responsibility means that you work for common good, which is far more important than individual good. Which this is what the people who came to America on Mayflower and all the subsequent, this is what they were about, working together as a common good, where the good of the many is above individual good, which means you don't steal from the rest of the community, which means that there's such a thing as personal responsibility. Because these are the projects which are based way, way, way back on global projects that were based on the Ten Commandments. We've gone away from that. And now you steal what you can, you do what you can, you know, because that's what liberalism is all about. You know, I do whatever I want. You know, I use the belief system I have. If I don't like it tomorrow, I change it for something else. And, you know, as long as I profit from it. And what the Chinese are saying, no. Whatever it is that you do that helps the community as a whole, you get extra points. Whether you agree with the system, you disagree with the system, whether it's dictatorial, it doesn't make a difference. What the West cannot do is tell China, which is a 5,000-year-old civilization. China is called the epicenter of the world for, you know, there's a reason for it. Okay? How they should work and what they should do. And the whole concept of democracy, that's Western understanding of the reality. It has nothing to do with Eastern despotism. Whether, again, it doesn't matter whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it.
I don't care. I care about China so little compared to what's going on with the United States and individuality.
But you have to care about China, because only when these great powers work together for the concept of common good can humanity survive the current crisis.
Okay, I'm okay with that on this global economic scale. What I'm not okay with is the global system now telling me I can't get on a train because I don't agree with the president.
That's a completely different question. I wanted to explain, you know, the underlying element behind it. What's important about China and the United States, they're not at war. What you're seeing right now, for example, in Hong Kong. Now, one of the things behind Hong Kong that nobody's talking about is Taiwan. The situation in Hong Kong has a much longer game, because Trump is playing a long game. A long game is Taiwan. China needs Taiwan, because China has a different calendar than the Western world. China is not a concept of progress. It's a sum of different periods of different, you know, historical periods is what how China defines their time. So for the Chinese, they have three different phases. There's a chaos phase to their civilization. There's a small renaissance phase to their civilization. And there's a great union of the Chinese culture, which is called Datun, D-A-T-U-N. And so China is at a point right now in mathematics called the bifurcation point, where they can all fall back into chaos stage, or they can go to the Datun phase, which they've only gone and been able to accomplish once in the entire history of Chinese civilization back in the 7th century. So because Trump understands this, because remember, Trump's granddaughter, she speaks Chinese fluently, so Trump understands this very, very well. He knows Chinese culture. Now, most people may think he doesn't, but he does. He understands it. And so what we're seeing right now is negotiation behind the scenes between China and the United States for Taiwan, because China needs Taiwan to be one. To reach this Datun, they need all the pieces together under one kingdom, under one sky. And so the negotiation right now, and you're not going to see this anywhere in any newspapers or articles written about it or people talking about it on television, but they are dealing with this because China needs, by the year 2025, according to their calendar, for Taiwan to become part of China. And for that to happen, okay, the negotiation right now is China is offering approximately $5 trillion to the United States for Taiwan. Now, they're not going to give it in cash, because that cash is going to go to Wall Street, which means to Trump's enemies, the liberal banking financiers. What they are going to do is probably write out the debt, the United States debt to China. Okay? And what's going to happen after that is that they're going to divide the globe into two systems, the dollar system, which is going to be the Western world, and China is going to be the yuan system. So it's going to be a two-contour system, one dollar, one yuan. And this is one of the things which are being negotiated right now behind the scenes. And the cover story is what's happening in Hong Kong. And they're talking about democracy and talking about human rights and talking about all this other stuff. Well, you know, again, it's the cover story so that you don't pay attention to the real story that they're actually playing out behind the scenes. Because, again, the United States and China, they've been in a secret agreement since back in 1979. This agreement ended in February 2019. It was a 40-year agreement, 20 and 20, signed back in 1979. Jimmy Carter and Deng Xiaoping extended extended by the Clintons, and in February 2019 it ended. But it's being extended right now because the negotiation phase is taking place right now. And Taiwan is the epicenter of that, and Hong Kong is the cover story.
Oh, my God. I mean, what you just said is massive. That is massive.
And you're not going to hear about Taiwan. They're going to talk about Hong Kong and some poor guy, you know, who took a bullet to his chest, and another guy who wears a mask, and somebody who had something written on his T-shirt, and they're going to do human interest stories about a grandmother who's sitting in the front window wondering about freedom and democracy. While all this stuff is happening, the real story is China needs to reach that union of their civilization. And for them to do that, Taiwan has to become part of the motherland.
Okay, get back to the United States. We're running out of time. What do you see? 6 months, next 6 months, next 18 months?
I don't know. the gold has to be the standard.
I don't know either, Daniel.
No, but the gold has to be the standard. What we don't know is
make
the
a guess.
Time frame. Again,
make
nothing is going to happen until the great powers sit at the table at the end of Trump's first year of his second term. When that happens, they're going to work the new system out. One of the reasons they're going to sit at this proverbial global power table is to decide and iron out all their differences and create an alternative model. Absolutely, it's going to be based on dollar, on gold standard.
Okay, is there going to be a collapse? Are we going to see a stock market collapse before then? And that's what's going to precipitate
it? I don't have any doubts about it at all. I mean, when you have $17 or $16 trillion in negative interest rates, I mean, it's insanity. I mean, it's like, I think anyone who's got, you know, any neurons in their brain understands that this thing is about to end.
See, I think that Trump is almost going to use this impeachment thing. They're going to try to impeach Trump. He's going to use it to let off steam on the stock market. It's going to drop 20%, and then he can blame it on the Democrats.
Well, actually, if anybody's going to use, like, the liberal financiers, think about it as a card game. They're sitting at a, you know, card table, and the liberals only have one card left. That card is stock market crash. It's their card. It's not Trump's card. Trump is not a liberal. Trump wants to make America great again. It means he doesn't want war. You make war to get rid of certain things and dismantle the system. Trump wants to build something for the United States. So he doesn't want war. That's why they've been pushing Trump into war with Venezuela. They've been pushing Trump into war with Iran, in Iraq and Syria. And, you know, and he doesn't want to get into any wars. Not because he's a coward, but because he understands that what's actually those who are pushing him into this war, you know, the deep state liberal banking financiers. And he wants to make America great again, which means he needs to rebuild the country. There's $4 trillion worth of infrastructure which needs to be rebuilt. Not built, but rebuilt, because the entire country is collapsing and crumbling on itself.
Should we be buying gold and silver right now and holding on to
physical gold. Stay away from ETFs. Physical gold. Hide it in your sock. You know, and again, I know we're running out of time, but very quickly I want to touch on Africa. Because
yes.
Why Africa? Well, Trump is, you know, closing down the drug routes from Colombia. He made
That's
it very clear
news.
to Duque, president of Colombia, who is a product of International Monetary Fund. In other words, president of Colombia is the enemy of Donald Trump. So all these people saying Colombia and the United States are against Venezuela, you have to understand that Duque is not the friend of Donald Trump. He is the, you know, sworn enemy. And he made it very well known to Duque via his Twitter account that he wants the drug running stopped. So they're looking for alternative drug routes. And Africa has become a particularly lucrative means of terrorist financing through drugs. The African narcotics pipeline is feeding, you know, the remnants of the ISIS terrorists, Boko Haram in Nigeria, Al-Qaeda, whoever else is out there. Hundreds of millions of dollars of drug money go into the coffers of the world's most dangerous and bloodthirsty terror organizations. Now, if you take a step back and quickly chew on this, Daniel, for a minute, then you're going to get really mad, because the United States looks on these terrorist groups as a silent ally. And at the bottom of it is this dirty little secret in Washington. If Allah agreed to fight on our side, fine. If Allah decided that political assassinations were okay, well, that's fine too. And like any other truly effective covert action, this one is strictly hush-hush. There's no CIA funding, no memorandum notification to Congress, not a penny comes out of the Treasury to fund it. In other words, no record. All the White House had to do before was give a wink and a nod to countries harboring terrorists. And what we're seeing right now is, you know, arms, drugs running its way, you know, from South America into Nigeria. We're seeing reports from the United Nations. Of course, it's all covered up by the United States mainstream publications, but it's all there. Now, drugs don't come from Africa. They come from Latin America. But they cross the Atlantic along the transit route that since the early 1900s, over 100 years ago, took shippers along the what's called the 10th parallel, aptly named Highway 10. And now traffickers move drugs across this narrow stretch of ocean between South America and West Africa. And for example, if you had Colombia for a long time has been a narco state, Guinea-Bissau, which is near Senegal in Western Africa, has emerged as Africa's first narco state. They have no drug cultivation of their own. Only the corruption and the lawlessness of Guinea-Bissau made it an attractive transit route for the traffickers of South African narcotics. Who is in Guinea-Bissau today? American military experts and consultants. So you have drugs from Brazil, from Colombia. They pass through Guinea-Bissau en route to Southern Europe, Spain, Italy, Portugal, and then to the rest of Europe, and then to the United States. And this is all according to the United States State Department 2010 International Narcotics Control Strategy Report. So drugs are there. They're part of this entire very important operation. A lot of the stuff being run, you know, for example, one of the elements involved in this dope for guns pipelines is infamous terrorist from Pakistan, Dawood Ibrahim. This is the same Ibrahim shielded and protected by Pakistan, by Britain, and by the United States. And so, again, when you're looking at who's involved, you have the Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Hezbollah, Hamas, you know, ISIS. They're all exploiting the region's United Nations estimated $1.3 billion a year drug trade to fund terror, which is, you know, sobering to the rest of the world, to say the least. You know, this drugs, needless to say, they're funneled through the world's biggest banks, and it's a multi-state, multi-objective operations, and no one is talking about it because, you know, we're focused on the phone call of Biden or his crooked son or some, you know, old lady in Hong Kong, you know, who's sitting by the window and looking out wistfully what's happening outside.
Oh, okay, we got about a minute left. What grade would you give Trump so far? Is he making progress, or is it good?
The reason that these people are, you know, doing what they're doing, the liberal financiers, I mean, they're going insane, is because Trump is very effective in his fight. He's very, I mean, you know, it's just the name Pocahontas. I think it's going to be, you know, tell me if it's not the perfect name for that woman. You know, you have a Pocahontas as the president of the United States.
There's
yes,
the music.
Very effective.
There's the music. My gosh, what an explosive interview. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go back and re-listen to this. But
me too.
My God, Daniel, thank you so
damage
much as
control.
Always.
What did I say?
Yes, we're going to have you on again soon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the end of the week. Daniel, thank you. God bless you. God keep
thank
you, my
so
friend.
Thank you so
much. Make
care.
Sure you send me your address, Daniel. I got stuff
I will
to send
that.
You. Okay.
Good. Excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, we want you happy. We want you healthy. We want you successful. We want you free as God has intended you to be. Anything's on the table. It's now's your time. Now's your power. You are born for this time. Don't be in fear of this. Do not live in fear like Dr. Group. Live in joy. Find something you love to do and do it this weekend. And then come back at the beginning of next week, and we'll be here, right here. See ya. Actually, Monday I won't be here. I just remembered. See you soon, ladies and gentlemen. God bless.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit